Hey, I'm Rebecca Minkoff, a founder, designer, sun worshiper, and mama to three. And I'm launching Superwomen, a new podcast where I talk to inspiring women, shaping culture, changing the world, and lifting each other up along the way. I'll be joined by Olympic medalist Ibtihaj Muhammad, the editor-in-chief of Allure, Michelle Lee, Who What Wear and Click Media co-founder Hillary Kerr, and many other incredible ladies. We'll be sharing some of the career obstacles we faced.
When I first got hired, there was a women's website, which shall go unnamed, which had talked about my hiring and kind of compared my hiring to replacing the classic car with the younger Asian model. And I was like, oh, first of all, that is so racist. And second of all, how dare you? So I definitely feel like it's been a weird thing because I've also been in this industry for 20 years. So it's not like I'm some spring chicken who's like just graduated.
Tips for supporting female colleagues.
Even if like she's not nice to me, I'm like, go girl. Because it is so hard. And to see women succeed in this industry, it is so just inspiring. And all these chefs that are doing it, they're like, they're the face for the next generation. And they're inspiring all these kids to continue. And you know, and more girls are coming. And I don't think we're necessarily like built this way as women. Because I think it's really easy for women to be catty and to not be inclusive. But I really feel like that's something that we should all try and like shake off and just like be good to each other.
Examples of healthy collaboration.
We were friends for a year before we started the company. So we knew that we got along. We were aware that we were quite different. And I think actually that is part of why we have worked so well together over all of these years. She is tremendous in so many ways. And it's so unbelievable for me because then I don't have to worry about X, Y, Z. And yes, we have definitely different personalities, you know, there are certain things, too, where we said very early on that basically, like, when push came to shove, if one of us felt so incredibly strongly about something and the other felt sort of like ho-hum about it or whatever, we would just go with the person who felt more strongly. So I think the fact that we were friends in the beginning and that we had some sort of ground rules for, like, how we interacted was helpful. And then I think the fact that we just appreciate the skills that the other person has.
And even some of the odd personal quirks we all have.
Well, in college, my roommate will attest to this. I used to eat a jar of pickles a day. And I would have to hide the empty pickle jars from my roommate because she thought I was so weird.
I chase total solar eclipses. If I have a bad night of sleep, I will change my sheets, sometimes in the middle of the night. At least it's getting harder to do that with a husband. He is less down for that. But when I was single, I would 100% like get out of bed, change my sheets in the middle of the night.
So head on over to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts to subscribe to Superwomen. You won't regret it.